From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. British police have arrested five people on suspicion of preparing terrorist attacks. Authorities say the arrests are part of an investigation involving Belgium and France. They say three men and a woman were taken into custody in Birmingham on Thursday, while another man is held at London's Gatwick Airport on Friday. Assistant Chief Constable Marcus Beale from the West Midlands Police says that there is no risk to the public at any time, and there is no information to suggest an attack in the UK was being planned. Belgium's Transportation Minister Jacqueline Galland resigned on Friday.
Je l'ai informé ce matin que je lui remettais ma démission en ma qualité de ministre de la Mobilité et des Transports. La confusion orchestrée.
She said that the orchestrated and theatrical confusion of the past 48 hours prevents her from serenely pursuing her work. Galland became the subject of sharp criticism after an EU report on the deplorable security conditions at Belgium's airports was leaked to the media following the March 22nd bombings that killed 32 people. She denied she was ever made aware of the reports, but a top official contradicted that statement, saying that he had clearly notified the minister and her office. U.S. officials are giving details about the arrest this week of a former Liberian rebel commander. Mohamed Jabate, or Jungle Jabba, was arrested at his home in the U.S. city of Philadelphia following an investigation by the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. He allegedly served in the 1990s as a commander in the rebel group known as the United Liberation Movement for Democracy in Liberia. An indictment said he either personally committed or ordered troops under his command to commit numerous atrocities. From Washington, this is VOA. Speaking on Friday at the closing ceremony of a joint military exercise with the Philippines, U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter emphasized the United States' commitment to security in the South China Sea, an area where territorial disputes have placed China at odds with several of its neighbors.
It's said of this region that security is like oxygen. When you have enough of it, you pay no attention to it. But when you don't have enough, you can think of nothing else. Here in the Asia Pacific, through exercises like Balikatan and real-world operations, all of you, Americans and Filipinos, soldiers, sailors, airmen and Marines, provide that oxygen.
China has protested the visit, saying the United States is taking a lopsided approach, favoring China's rivals. The Chinese have claimed almost the entire South China Sea as their own and have aggressively carried out island building and patrols in waters that are claimed by other countries. Traffic was noticeably lighter on the usually crowded roads of New Delhi, this as authorities have launched a two-week-long plan to restrict private automobiles in order to combat the world's most toxic air. Experts warn that may not be possible in a city whose notoriously inadequate public transport system is blamed for the massive growth in private vehicles. Still, there is much public support for the measure, as residents are becoming aware of the damage being caused to its health from toxic vehicular fumes and from those who enjoy a shorter commute.
I'm saying this is a very good system because, you know, today it takes me half the time, you know, I normally take to come to my office. So it is really a very good system. And also, you know, the roads are free. And I think, you know, this will be very useful for all the Delhiites.
That was Prasoon Agarwal, a local resident. The true test for Delhi's car rationing system will come on Monday when office workers return to the streets. Many residents in the southwestern Japan have been displaced after a 6.2 magnitude earthquake struck on Thursday, killing at least 9 people, injuring hundreds of others. Authorities fear many people are still trapped in collapsed houses. Several aftershocks, along with the late hour, have complicated rescue efforts. The epicenter of the quake is about 1,300 kilometers south of Tokyo. Democratic presidential candidates Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton are coming off a contentious debate Thursday night in New York, this ahead of the state's very important primary vote in 5 days. The candidates offered aggressive exchanges to most questions, but both candidates agreed that banks regarded as too big to fail are a risk to the economy and should be broken up. I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.